If you like the 2023 offensive tackle class, I'm going to tell you right now, I think 2024 is going to blow them out of the water. Who is OT1? We'll discuss all of that next on the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Locked On family? Welcome back to the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast, your daily podcast covering your favorite draft prospects, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your boy, Damian Parson, always on the ones and twos. You can find me on Twitter at DP_NFL. I'm a national scout over with the Draft Network and your favorite and local running back guru. And of course, you know what it is. The champ is here with me every day, like always, Monday through Friday. My boy Keith Sanchez. You can find him on Twitter at The Talent Code. Keith, talk to him, baby.
What's up, Locked On family? Let's get locked in. This is Keith Sanchez, senior draft analyst with the Draft Network. Man, in 2019, national champ. Yes, those LSU Tigers, the greatest football team to ever take the football field, man, in college football, man. But guess what, man? You know why we're here. We're here to bring you championship-level content surrounding the NFL draft, man. Myself, Damian Parsons, and DP, man, we're keeping this thing rolling, right? We are going through the introductory phase, man, of introducing the family, our listeners, to each position group, this 2024 NFL draft class. And, you know, we went through some of the position groups, right? And then our guy, I have to bring up his name. I'm going to look his name up real quick, man. He hit us up. He said, are y'all going to talk about offensive tackles? Because my San Francisco 49ers need some offensive tackle help. And I said, you know what? We're going to do that, man. We have some really talented offensive tackles. But DP, there's a clear group right at the top. Like, I feel as though there's a clear group at the top. Man, so let's kick it off. Who's the first name you want to throw out for these? Because this potentially, like, we're talking about perennial Pro Bowl-esque type talent at the top of this offensive tackle class. Who do you want to kick it off with?
Man, I got to start with the guy that I gave the, you know, a high first-round grade to, Keith, and that's Joe Alt from Notre Dame. 6'8", listed by the – we all know the websites on for the schools aren't always accurate, but I'm pretty sure he's around 6'7", to 6'8". You know what I mean? 6'8", 315 pounds. This young man is a former tight end, and he played basketball in high school. And very similar, if you remember the narrative, guys, around DeJuan Jones from Ohio State, the right tackle, people love – even though when you see a guy that size, Keith, I remember 2 years ago, it was I forget the big guys, the big right tackle's name. He's in Baltimore now. But we saw him down at the Senior Bowl in 2021.
Falele?
Yes, Falele. However you pronounce it. But yes, him. You know what I mean? He was another big guy, but he didn't move like a DeJuan Jones, right? Like, he didn't have the lateral agility and the nimble feet. When I watched Joe Alt, and this is a guy that, you know, everybody's telling me on Twitter, he has 34-inch arms. And when he uses them correctly, guys, you can tell. But when he locks out, when he punches with good timing and uses the right hand carriage, not have his hands low or wide, you know, you see a tackle that could be a perennial all pro. I'm talking about franchise cornerstone type of tackle, good movement, lateral agility to mirror and match rushers, passes off twists and stunts incredibly well. But what I love is not just the physical stature and tools, guys, but I love his IQ. To see things kind of happening before they happen, right? As he's dropping off, and if he's uncovered, it's because he knows there's a rusher coming from an opposite angle because they're throwing those twists and those defensive line games at him. And he just picks them up so well. He's a great tandem and duo blocker in the run game. I think he's more of a zone fit, which we talked about on the Mock Draft Monday episode, or Tuesday, because we did it on Tuesday. When we did our mock draft, way too early mock draft, we had him going to the Titans. And I'm like, this is a perfect fit. And I think it really would be a perfect fit. This guy, man, I was thoroughly impressed. Keith, you know, family, I was thoroughly impressed with this young man, and I'm excited to see him because he's still got some technical and mechanical things that he has to work on, but those things are coachable.
Yeah, and I haven't got eyes on Joe Alt yet. You did a great job of, you know, breaking down, giving a synopsis, giving our listeners a perspective, but man, I'm going to go with the guy that would have been offensive tackle in this year's class for me, and that's Penn State's offensive tackle, Olufoshanu, man. I really like everything about this guy. You give me big, you give me athletic, you give me smooth, you give me a finishing temperament, right? And then he's young too. That's the thing, man. He's growing. He's still developing as a pass rusher, but also his body is still developing. So I'm expecting him to get even stronger. So when you talk about the top of this class, yeah, I think there's going to be a Joe Oat, right? To offensive tackle from Notre Dame, you just talked about. And I think it's going to be a Penn State Olufoshanu, right, as offensive tackle. But DP, man, clip this up, man, because I have another name that I want to introduce into this conversation.
All right.
We've talked about Olufoshanu. We've talked about Joe Oat. J.C. Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama, will be in this discussion for offensive tackle one. I just finishing up, and guess what? He has everything that you want in an offensive tackle, man. The guy is big. He's strong. He's powerful. He has nimble feet. This guy is quick out of his pass set. He can get depth. He plays with good tempo. He plays with physical temperament. He plays right tackle, but we're going to see if he does the traditional Alabama offensive line move where he goes from right tackle to left tackle. And if he does that, he would definitely be in a conversation for offensive tackle again. So once again, invoke the name J.C. Latham into this offensive tackle one conversation because he has all the physical tools necessary, and he's going to push Olufoshanu and Joe Oat for offensive tackle one.
Keith, I love that. I love it, man. I love it. I absolutely love it because, as I said in the opening of this, the 2024 class, in my opinion, Keith, has the potential to almost blow 2023 out of the water. Like,
I see it already. Like, so this class, and I hope people hear the excitement in our voice right through this podcast and be like, okay, this must be the real deal. I think this is the real deal. Like, this class will rival more of the 2022 NFL draft class, mm-hmm, where we had, yep, you know, what we had. We had Icky. We had Icky Ekwonu.
Neal.
We had Evan Neal. We had with Trevor Penning went in the first round. We had,
I think it was five offensive tackles.
Yeah, Charles Cross. Yes. So we have, I think it was five offensive tackles, and maybe even six went in the first round. So this class is going to be similar to that, and we'll see if it's even better because we know there's always names that pop up. And to my J.C. Latham point, right, I couldn't help but think of Darnell Wright. Darnell Wright played right tackle, right? And this was a guy that he went majority of the draft process as what? Maybe a second rounder or a third rounder. Then as they got closer to the draft, people just started appreciating his ability to just play offensive tackle. There was no, you know, there wasn't a physique that was like, oh man, this guy looks like a Greek god or anything like that, right? Or it wasn't that he has these great measurements or he runs a 4.9, 4.8, 40. It was like the guy could just simply play football, play offensive tackle. And guess what? You've seen appreciation of it. And then now he was what, a top 10 pick? And so that's why I kind of say that there's going to be more names that emerge from this list. We threw out the name J.C. Latham that no one is really talking about as a perennial potential offensive tackle one. I think there will be more names to kind of throw into this conversation. But DP, I think we did a really good job, man, of scraping off the top, right? We're talking about elite caliber players, but we just said, right, they're going to be more names. So I'm getting excited, man. I hope people hear it in my voice. I'm excited to go into this next tier, this next level of offensive tackles, because there's even more guys. You have an offensive tackle in Arizona we have to have a conversation about, right? So after this, we're about to transition into this next tier of offensive tackles that could potentially be first rounders still. So coming up next, man, me and Damian Parsons, we are getting into the offensive tackle tier two conversation.
Looking for a delicious snack and you don't want all the sugar and calories. And guys, I have just the thing for you. You need to try the best tasting protein bar ever. That's Built Bar, Built Puffs. You got to try it. You won't be disappointed. If you're like me, you want to make healthier snack choices, but you don't want to compromise on taste and flavor. And I promise you, I got just a thing for you. Built Bars and Built Puffs, they taste amazing and they're healthy for you. And they taste so amazing that you wouldn't even realize that they're healthy for you. So I promise you, give it a shot. Give it a try. They have good flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and as you know, my favorite, cookies and cream. I gotta try some other ones just so I can tell you guys about them. But what's really good about them is that, and what makes them taste so well, is that they're made out of 100% real dark chocolate. You heard me correct, 100% real dark chocolate. You can be like me and go to your local Walmart and grab a 4-bar box and give it a test try, right? Or you can go to Sam's Club and buy them in bulk and get the specialty flavors there. Or you can just go to BuiltBar.com, use our promo code LOCKEDON15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. That I don't even know if I want to call them second tier dark horses. This offensive tackle class, guys, is much deeper than what people really probably thought about coming in. And one of the guys, Keith, I want to ask you about, you know, from your time of recruiting, because it feels like this guy's been in college for like 17 years. And that's Zion Nelson over at Miami. Did you recruit him? If so, what's some of your thoughts on him from your time, you know, in recruiting?
Yeah, so you talked about him, feel like he's been in college a while. Well, just imagine recruiting him from high school, right? So I've probably been hearing the name Zion Wilson for probably about 8-9 years, right? Because of the, you know, he had to do the 3 years in high school and then now the 4 or 5 years in college. But nah, man, Zion is an athlete, right? Like that's what people, they're going to talk about the measurables. So you're talking about the arm length, you're talking about the wingspan, and you're talking about the athletic profile, and you're just hoping that he can put everything together. And we know that the most difficult thing to teach, right, is the arm length and athletic profile for offensive tackles. Like you can't, like generally speaking, usually can't teach having good feet or being a good athlete. And people continue to try to buy into Zion Nelson because of that. Now, the question is this, is he going to put everything together, right? Because like we said, he's been in this, you know, draft space for probably 3 to 4 years. Now it's like, okay, is this finally the year that he's going to put everything together? And DP, I like continue to just throw out names, right? I'm looking, and I had to go to those Georgia Bulldogs. And I said, man, they've done Warren McClendon, right? They did Broderick Jones. Then the year before, they had my guy who got drafted to the Los Angeles Chargers. They play offensive tackle for him.
Jamari Salyer, yep.
Yeah, Jamari Salyer, right? So they're building a pipeline of offensive tackles, much like Alabama, that go to the NFL. This year, who's next up, in my opinion, is Amarius Mims, offensive tackle. He is next up. You're talking 6'6", 300-plus pounds. Talking about a big guy that's powerful, that can move, that's athletic, that's nimble. He's another guy that, you know what you need to do? Put him on your radar. Put him on your radar because he checks all of the boxes when it comes down to athletic profile standpoint. So if he hits, and then when I mean hit, I'm talking about just gets everything together on the field, then you're talking about another round one guy because you can't teach 6'6", 330 pounds that can move and that's a good athlete.
And you talk about that, Keith, and I'm glad you brought him up because I was going to bring him up, you know what I mean, you know, in terms of Mims. But one of my favorite guys is Jordan Morgan over at Arizona, 6'6", 320, good mover, great
instincts. I've heard about him. I haven't seen any film on him. And I'm talking about like not even an ESPN highlight. I haven't seen that one.
Of course not. He's at Arizona. He's at Arizona, of course.
Had to check him out.
And I think, if I remember correctly, I think he got hurt this year. So like if he didn't get hurt this year, if I remember correctly, I think it was like back towards the back end of the season. I think he probably would have came out. But you know, like I said, excellent awareness, be able to, like I talked about with Joe, being able to handle those stunts, blitzes, being great in combo blocks. I saw a guy with power. Be able to overwhelm guys at the point of attack and really drive guys off the football, right? Like, and then as well as being able to use a variety of sets, diagonal sets, quick and jump sets to be able to meet guys and not just meet them at the apex. Don't even allow them to get to the apex by quick setting them and getting right to them so they can't build them any momentum, right? So I don't know his arm length because, you know, like I said, like they don't really have a lot of that stuff available until we get to the draft cycle. But, you know, like that mean streak, the aggressive and physicality he plays with in the run game. And typically, you know, I think they run more of a, if I remember correctly, they run more of a kind of spread offense at Arizona, you know, over there on the West Coast. So I'm excited to watch him fully healthy, play a full season again, and really showcase his skill set. Because, like I said, with Zion Nelson, Jordan Morgan, Mims that you mentioned, man, this offensive tackle class, and there's even more names that we'll get into as well, but just you get excited about guys that look the part. I'm not one of those people that like harp on size and height and weight, but when guys hop off the busers and they look like football players and then they play like it, you get excited.
There's probably nothing better in the world, right? When you have a guy that looks like, when you're watching film and you have a guy that looks like a dude and then he plays like a dude, yes. It's like, oh man, this is heaven, man. I found out what heaven looks like.
It's a game changer, baby. It's a game changer.
Nah, man, but hey, we could continue to go with this. And, you know, we look at these guys, we're talking about, you know, hopping off the bus. I'm hearing a lot of noise about Wisconsin offensive tackle Jack Nelson. I'm here like in the sense of the fact of he's cut from that Wisconsin cloth, right? One of our scouts were able to, you know, get some eyes on him. They're like, hey, this guy has potential to be a real dude. Like he's physical. He's a good athlete. He can play out in space and he checks the measurables box, right? He's 6'6". 300 pounds, and we keep saying that, right? Because that's usually the threshold, somewhere around there, the 6'5", 6'5 and a half to 6'6", 300 pounds to be able to take on that kind of bull rush. And when those defenders want to play with power, you can anchor down. So Wisconsin has an offensive tackle also. So, I mean, we already, I think, 8 people deep, right, when it comes to the offensive tackle class. And we have even more, man. And these names that we're going to bring up next, DP, these are names that I want to bring up because I'm familiar with in some, you know, some sense. And they may have transferred to different situations or they, you know, just have different situations overall. So I want to talk about these names. And these are real deep name pulls. But like we said, there's always offensive tackles that emerge out of nowhere. Trevor Penning, first round pick. He was relatively a quote-unquote nobody until we got halfway into that season. So these names that we bring up, man, we're expecting them to be true factors when it comes to the 2024 NFL draft. So coming up next, man, we're doing a deep dive on these offensive tackles.
That deep dive, Keith. And one guy that I had him like listed in the second segment, but I didn't get a chance to get to him, was Kingsley Suamataya from BYU, like as we just continue to talk about. 6'6 seems like that benchmark for these tackles in this class. This is a lot of 6'5, 6'6 guys listed. And you're talking about being 6'6, about 310, 320, agile mover, good footwork. And then you see the power. A guy that when he's asked to pull, he can get out there and he's a hunter. And anytime I see guys that pull, I look at the demeanor, Keith, and what are you doing as a puller? Yeah, you can lead block for me, but are you hunting down people at the second and third level to go ahead and clear that space and create what was Merrill Hodge that used to be on ESPN all the time? He said, seal, give me an alley. As a running back, that's all I want, baby. If you can seal, and then get me a truck to drive behind through that alley to lead me to 30 yards upfield, that's what I want. And Kingsley gives you all of that. Good arm length. Like I said, good footwork, can move laterally, good athlete. Those are the type of guys that when you talk about taking a deep dive in the names that you should know, I didn't even get to do your catchphrase of waking you up, but the alarm clock is going off, ladies and gentlemen. These are guys that you need to, that you absolutely need to know, Keith. But tell me somebody else that the family needs to hear about.
No, I'm about to throw it right back at you real quick because this is a guy that popped off to me. And that's Notre Dame's offensive tackle, Blake Fisher, the guy that plays on the other side. I want to ask you, DP, because I know you watched Joe out. Was this a guy that popped off to you? And you know, in the sense of the fact of, I guess he another guy that could be a top two, top three round draft pick, because that would be crazy, right? To have Joe out on one side, top five pick, and then have a guy on another side who could be a top two, three round pick on the other side. So did he pop off to you, you know, watching the film, watching Joe out?
Yes, 100%. Listen, Sam Hartman, the transfer quarterback from Wake Forest, that's a happy man going into the 2023 season, Keith. No more deep mesh, and he got two bookend tackles to make sure he is upright. Because as I'm watching Joe Alt, I remember somebody bringing up Blake Fisher to me and told me to keep my eyes on him. And oh, he popped, athletic, got out of his blocks with real good quickness and kind of explosiveness to that when he gets vertical in his pass sets. And when I mean vertical, guys who don't know, is that straight drop, not diagonal where he's dropping at an angle, but that straight drop back. He can cover ground, and he has good, you know, arm length, look good, physical, just athletically gifted from what I saw. Like I can't wait to do a full deep dive on just him because, you know, of course, you got to pay attention to the moneymaker, which is Joe Alt on that offensive line. But Blake Fisher absolutely popped to me, and it's just a young man that I think, like you said, it's no more, hey, left tackle, right tackle, as much as we saw with Darnell Wright. It's just, can you play tackle? And Blake Fisher can play tackle.
Okay, cool. That's what we need to know, right? That's what the people want to know. So when we're watching Notre Dame, we're watching the left side and we're watching the right side for not only Joe Alt, but we're watching for Blake Fisher. Man, so I'm going to go back and I'm reel off a couple names. They talked about Wisconsin already. I have to talk about another guy that's on that Wisconsin offensive line. That is Nolan Rucci, listed at 6'8", 300 pounds, right? Like a big guy that can drive drive block people off of the line of scrimmage, man. It's going to be really fun to watch. Definitely a name to note. I remember him from my time in recruiting. He was a highly talented football player. And, you know, going to Wisconsin, I'm more than sure, right, they develop offensive linemen. He's going to be of the ilk, right? Like, this is a name we're going to hear. And who doesn't like the name Nolan Rucci, right? It's just something about it that you should be just a high caliber level D1 athlete in some sport. Next up, DP, man, I'm talking about Tommy Brockemeyer. This guy, he actually has a twin brother named James Brockemeyer. They both went to Alabama. They're actually Texas football legacy, meaning I think the grandpa and the father both played at University of Texas, the Longhorns. And they were twins on the same team, on the same high school team, and they both decided to commit and go to Alabama. So, you know, people say the SEC, we recruit, you know, we kind of recruit, man. I'm more than sure Texas wanted both of those boys. So, but, man, he's transferred. He's left Alabama. He's at TCU now. The reason I'm bringing him up is because he played at tackle position, an athletic guy. I remember he had all of the tools, right, the requisite tools to be a good football player. And I want to see him, right, where it be minimal competition. He transferred for a reason, probably so he can get on the field immediately. I'm more than sure TCU is not loaded with five stars how Alabama is, right? So we will see this guy on the football field. So there's definitely a name to note to, like, hey, he's off the radar because we haven't seen him play much at Bama. But him in the starting position, if he plays well, definitely stock up on this guy. And there's one other name I want to throw out there, and that is Florida State's offensive tackle. Man, when the last time we talked about Florida State having this much talent, right? Every time we do a position kind of, 90s. You know, introduction, yeah, they have one player, and that's Robert Scott, a guy that I think I gave a third or fourth round grade to last year when I watched him. Big guy, athletic. I think he had positional versatility, could play tackle, could play guard, but I'm expecting him, like I said, man, another guy to make some noise deep into this, you know, NFL draft cycle, this draft process. And guess what? He's going to be in primetime games. He's going to have some really good matchups. We know they're going to play Clemson, right? And they're going to play some of these other highly talented teams with these edge rushers that he's going to get his test, right? He's going to get tested, and he'll have every opportunity to show up.
Keith, listen, that deep name pulls in this class continues to go, because now you got me excited to go back and watch, because Wisconsin is still in my region. I can't wait to watch them and watch these big offensive linemen. But I got two names that I'll close out with. Over at Texas A&M, offensive tackle, he plays right tackle, Reuben Fothery, the second, 6'8", 325, long arms, powerful, heavy-handed puncher that I'm excited to watch him. And see just the movement. I want to get a better feel for the movement skills. I remember watching him a little bit against Will Anderson, you know, the Terminator, and he actually kind of handled himself pretty well, a lot better than I expected him to, dealing with a guy like a Will Anderson with that pedigree and his motor and his skill set. But also LaDarius Henderson, transferring from Arizona State at 6'5", 310, going over to Michigan. Remember, Michigan lost Ryan – The left tackle. I can't remember his last name. But all I remember is that I gave him like a day three grade. So, like, I wasn't extremely – Ryan Hayes, that's what his name was. I knew it would come back to me. They lost him. He went to the NFL, and I believe he was a day three pick as well. I think he was selected on third round. But Darius Henderson, who a lot of people thought was going to come out this year, going back to school, going to the Big Ten, where he has a chance to really show that he can handle the power and athletes that the Big Ten have to that they have over there on the defensive side of the ball, and can really make himself some money, man. When you talk about this class, guys, this class truly can be a legitimately 10-12 offensive tackle group in the first three rounds of the 2024 NFL draft. This is one of those classes. This is one of them ones, like they say, this is one of them ones that we fast forward and a couple years and look back like, man, that 2024 class may have been one of the better ones that we've scouted in the last couple years, last 5 to 10 years, man. It's a really, really deep and talented class with a lot of size in terms of height, weight, and arm length that I can't wait to get into and see what these guys are made of and what they're going to bring to the table. But, guys, as always, we appreciate y'all, family. You know, nothing but love here from us on the Locked On NFL Draft Show. Happy Friday to y'all, man. As always, go subscribe and follow for free on YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts, to get the latest episode as soon as it's available. Thank y'all for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen today and every day, Monday through Friday. You guys are family, but you're also our everydayers. understand that and take that proudly. We're going to come back on Monday with linebackers. We're finishing up with these just linebackers. I think we got safeties last to really get into the introduction to the summer scouting and let you know names to get ready for the 2024 NFL draft. In terms of Twitter, you can find Keith Sanchez at The Talent Code. I'm Damian Parson, DP_NFL on Twitter. Come and join the conversation again on Monday on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.